AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the most part, the Strait of Hormuz is still cut off for shipping. Iran's foreign minister says the enemy is not welcome. President Trump says he wants more enthusiasm from allies in opening up the strait.
We have done a great job. And when we want to know, do you have any minesweepers? Well, we'd rather not get involved, sir. I said, for 40 years we're protecting you and you don't want to get involved in something that is very minor? Very few shots going to be taken because they don't have many shots left. But they said, we'd rather not get involved.
Fears of a global energy crisis persist even as a small number of ships pass through the strait. Tehran has regularly fired drones and missiles at Israel, American bases in the region, and Gulf Arab countries' energy infrastructure. Lebanon says more than 1 million people have been displaced since the latest fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. The president also said his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, will immediately start breast cancer treatment.
She's an amazing person, an amazing fighter, and she announced a minor difficulty, which will be in good shape for her. He'll be around for a long time.
Wiles sat alongside the president at a meeting of the Kennedy Center Board of Trustees. The White House and Washington, D.C. are in the zone for possible tornadoes. Muriel Bowser is the D.C. mayor.
If we have significant numbers of downed trees or downed power lines across the city, it could take several days or longer to get back to normal. So we all are praying to the weather gods, but we are also preparing.
Meantime, blizzards buried parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Officials say an Afghan immigrant whose family says had worked with U.S. forces in his home country died at a Texas hospital after being detained by immigration authorities. This is AP News. It was a late night into the early morning in Hollywood.
Paul Thomas Anderson won big at the Oscars with one battle after another, but Sinners also landed major movie wins. In the shadow of those big movies, Amy Madigan ended a 40-year wait between nomination and winning for Weapons.
It's all the people who've helped me get here. You know, you're just, as you can tell, I'm a little flummoxed.
The show also honored Rob Reiner and Robert Redford in a long in memoriam section.
And for us, who had the privilege of working with and knowing him and loving him, all we can say is, buddy, what fun we had storming the castle.
Anderson, one of the most respected filmmakers of his generation, finally won an Oscar.
One battle after another.
Audio courtesy of AMPAS 2026. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Barbara Streisand honored her co-star in The Way We Were, Robert Redford. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.